Our scripture comes from Exodus chapter 3, verse 10 till chapter 4, verse 17. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I am observed you, and what has been done to you in Egypt. And I promise that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will listen to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now please let us go a 3 days journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. But I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So I will stretch out my hand and strike Egypt with all the work, the wonders that I will do in it. After that he will let you go. And I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go, you shall not go empty, but each woman shall ask of her neighbor and any woman who living in her house for silver and gold jewelry and for clothing. You shall put them on your sons and on your daughters, so you shall plunder the Egyptian. Then Moses answered, But behold, they will not believe me or listen to my voice. For they will say, The Lord did not appear to you. The Lord said to him, What is that in your hand? He said, A staff. And he said, Throw it on the ground. So he threw it on the ground, and it became serpent, and Moses ran from it. But the Lord said to Moses, Put out your hand and catch it by the tail. So he put out his hand and caught it, and it became a staff in his hand. That they may believe that the Lord, the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has appeared to you. Again, the Lord said to him, put your hand inside your cloak. And he put his hand inside his cloak. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, like snow. Then God said, put your hand back inside your cloak. So he put his hand back inside his cloak, and when he took it out, behold, it was restored like the rest of his flesh. If they will not believe you, God said, or listen to the first sign, they may believe the later sign. If they will not believe even those two signs, or listen to your voice, you shall take some water from the Nile and pour it on the ground. And the water that you shall take from the Nile will become blood on the dry ground. But Moses said to the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, either in the past or since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and of tongue. Then the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Who makes him mute, or deaf, or seeing, or blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now, therefore, go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall speak. But he said, O my Lord, please send someone else. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, is there not Aaron, your brother, the Levite? I know that he can speak well. Behold, he is coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, he will be glad in his heart. You shall speak to him and put the words in his mouth. And I will be with your mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you both what to do. He shall speak for you to the people, and he shall be your mouth, and you shall be as God to him. And take in your hand this staff, with which you shall do the signs. So far reading the word of God, and God bless this word for us. The text here, chapter 3, verse 11, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go? Who am I that I should go? As we spoke this morning about, God came and told his people that he, God, will save them and deliver them from the bondage of Egyptian. But the question was, did Moses happy about this? Was he happy to go and save his people? Even we saw that he tried several times to save his brothers. But now the opportunity came to him. And the opportunity now, Moses, go. Now your desire to save the people of God, your desire to save your brothers, now God asks you to go. He came down. He came to deliver the people of God. And it really was your desire. But Moses wasn't happy, because Moses tried and failed. And sometimes when God sends us to any task or mission, we have fear to fail. Nobody likes to fail. Everyone likes to accomplish his mission or his work with great way, with perfect way. But because Moses experienced the failure, Now he told God, no, I can't come. I can't go. Who am I? Then we see that Moses raised four excuses. The first one about himself. Who am I? I can't. I can't go. The second one, who are you? What's your name? When I go and tell them, your God sent me to you and asked me about your name. What's your name? What shall I tell them? The third one, he said, they will not believe me. The fourth one came back again to his weakness and said, I can't speak. I can't speak. As Moses just started to see, every excuse that he brought to God, God answered. Then he came back to the first one about his weakness and he said, I can't speak. Verse 10 say, come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And we see that Moses wasn't happy about that. Why did Moses say that? Why did Moses say, who am I? As we know, Moses had already tried to save the people of God when he killed the Egyptian. And as I said, he failed. So if this was Moses' desire to save his people, why would he refuse to go? Moses said, I can't go. Why? Moses compared his own powers, or I can say, his own weakness, to Pharaoh's powers. When God told them, you will go, you will face Pharaoh. And then, first, Moses think, who will face? He will face Pharaoh. Pharaoh has this power, has this army. Egypt in that time was a great nation. Then Moses said, if I compare between my power, myself, and Moses and Pharaoh's power, then I can't go. Moses knew how powerful the Egyptian army was since he lived there. When he was adopted as a grandson of Pharaoh, Moses didn't say, who am I, out of humility. He wasn't humble, but out of weakness, out of fear. When he said that, he didn't have enough power to bring God's people out of Egypt. We do the same. When God commands us to do something, and we try to think of ways to escape this task. That's why I said we run away from our responsibility. Sometimes I see myself as the wrong person. I can't go. It's an excuse. I'm not the right person. Because I depend on my power. Or sometimes my talent or my education. I have to learn to put my trust not in me when God sent me. I have to learn to put my trust in God, because I will go with His authority, not with my authority. I will go and His power with me. Because if He call you, if He call me, if He call anybody to a mission, He will be with this person. God's answer is, I will be with you. This is what God told Moses. The reason why we fail is because we forget that God is with us. When we forget that God is with us, we will be afraid. We see our enemy as more powerful than us. We live in failure and defeat. But when we remember that God is with us, we know that we will overcome. We live in victory. Because God is with us. The problem that Moses had was that he remembered how powerful Pharaoh's army was. But he forgot about the power of God. Sometimes we think of the power of our enemy, but we don't remember the power of our God. Yes, we know our God is almighty. But when we come to practice, sometimes we see the enemy powerful than our God. and it's not true. When we face a problem or situation, we should remember that our God is with us. Think of this example of Gideon in the book of Judges, chapter 6. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, to Gideon, and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." Gideon said to him, "Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with me, why then has all this happened to us?" The same answer that you answer when read or learn that God is with us, and always say as Gideon said, "If God is with us, why all these things happened to us? And we were all his miracles which our fathers told us about." Actually, Gideon is speaking on our behalf, because sometimes we see the same thing and same words, saying, "Didn't the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?" So he said to him, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house." And the Lord said to him, "Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man." Sometimes we think as Moses or Gideon, that we are weak, we are the least, we are the weakest. And we forget that who said, "I will be with you," he will be with us. He will not give us victory, because he already gave us the victory and the powerful victory that we have in him. The victory over sin. He defeated the sin. When we compare ourselves with our enemies, we compare in the wrong way, because we forget that God is with us. His name is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. If we think of another example, we think of Moses when he sent the spies to check out the land of Canaan. The 12 people that Moses sent saw the same thing, the same people, but they came back with two reports. The majority report was based on fear and a lack of trust in God, while Caleb's report was based on faith. Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." This is the language of faith. This is the man of faith. Caleb knew that God was with them, but the others focused on the giants, focused on the power of their enemy. That's why they said, "We are not able." The same situation. People saw the same thing, but different report. We can live in the same country. We can have the same culture. But the people of the covenant have to live in victory and speak the language of victory. Not because we have power in our own strength, but because we trust that our Father is with us. This answer, "I will be with you," reminds us when Jesus sent his disciples on a special commission. He told them, as recorded in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always." He never forgets or forsakes us. He always with us to the end of the age. This is the promise of God. Not only that, But God gave Moses a sign. And the sign was, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. God's call will be confirmed by his future action. God will be with Moses to bring him back to worship, to serve God. On this mountain, on the same mountain that the people of Israel served the Egyptian. Israel will become God's servants in covenant worship. And this is a sign that God is with us when we continue worshiping and serving God only. This is a sign that God is with us. This was God's answer for Moses. Excuse. Then Moses said, well, God, if you are with me now, I can go. I have all the power. I know that you are God Almighty. No, Moses didn't say that. Moses found another excuse. The second one said, Moses said, what's your name? The first one was about Moses' witness, his nature. But the second one about God. What is your name? Verse 13, then Moses said to God, if I come to the people of Israel and say to them, the God of your father has sent me, and they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say? Maybe you, as North American people, as Canadian people, when somebody asks about the name, it's not excuse, it's easy. When I come this morning and I met the elders and deacons in the council room, everyone introduces his name. It's easy. Give your name. And if you meet anybody, you shake the hand and he says, oh, my name is, or I am Fulan, or I am, for example, I'm Thabit, or I'm John, or I'm Peter. But this wasn't the same culture that Moses raised and educated in. Because Moses was there, when Moses was there, the word Pharaoh, the title Pharaoh, is not the name of the king. It was the title of the king. And the Pharaohs, they always hide their names behind this title. Because they believed that when the people know their names, then they know everything about them. They know the powerful and weakness in their life. For that they can control them. Few years ago in Egypt, the people can mention, especially in villages, people can mention men's names, but not women's names. Because they think that they can control them. Because it comes from Pharaoh's days of culture. For that when he asked God about what's your name, Moses think that God will hide his name. That's why he can run. And then he has excuse to not to go. But God told him, I am who I am. Says this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. I am who I am. I am has sent me to you. God answered this. I am who I am. What God reveals here is that he would let people of Israel live with him in covenant out of his sovereign grace. I would like to teach Moses, teach us, that he is different than other kings. Kings, governments, presidents, ministers, prime ministers, they have weakness. But our God Almighty has no weakness. He's not afraid to reveal himself or to show himself. He revealed himself. He walked with Adam before Adam did sin. And then after Adam did sin and the sin separated us from God, he revealed himself through the prophets, through different ways. And in the New Testament, he came himself to our earth and took our flesh and blood. through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. There is people who worship God that they don't see Him or don't know Him. But our God said, I am who I am. I am who I am. I am is who will save you. I am is the same name Jesus our Savior uses to tell us that no one comes to the Father except through Him, except through Jesus. It is the same name that is revealed in the book of Revelation to encourage His people in the persecution time when said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I am your God, Moses. I saved your fathers in the past. I will save you and I continue to save my people. This is our Lord. His name is known. I am who I am. God answers Moses by saying, I am who I am, who has come to save my people. But Moses still liked to run away. He found another excuse, which is the third one. This excuse is the very popular excuse that most of us use this excuse. I found it in North America more. People will not listen to me or believe me. I think some of you here, when you speak about evangelism or outreach, oh, people will not listen. People hear that. People talk about God, but when talk about Jesus, they don't like this. This is the excuse that Moses has here. Moses said he couldn't go because he was weak. And God answered him by saying, I will be with you. The second one was that Moses asked God about his name, and God revealed his covenant name, I am who I am. But because Moses still wanted out of God's call to him, he found this excuse. They will not believe me or listen to me or listen to my voice. For they will say, the Lord didn't appear to you. In this one, God responded to this objection by giving Moses the power to perform three signs to demonstrate his calling. One, the first one, he changes the staff into a snake. The staff that Moses used, it has different tasks. First, Moses shepherded the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. And to do this in that time, in that place, there's a mountain and valley. Then you go up and down. The staff always helps you to climb and go up, and also help you to go down. The staff has another task, to restore the lost sheep. If the sheep try to go away, he restores the sheep with. It means the staff has a positive task. But now this task is that Moses depend on it, turn it to a danger, a snake. Snake in Middle East is poison, and if the snake bites somebody, will die right away. Then here God said, you are depending on this stuff. Now this, what you depending on will be danger. And then God told him, catch it from its tail. And he did. Became a staff again. And here God wants to tell Moses, I am the one that I can change from opposite to opposite. I can change the evil to be good. This is what Joseph told his brothers, you meant bad, you meant evil to me, but God turned it to be good. But when we go and reach out, we are not changing people. When we tell people about Jesus, we will not make them Christian. which just tells them about the wonderful Savior. But the one who changed them, not you, not me. Only God can change them. Our task is to go and tell them. And His task to change their hearts. The second one, when He told them, put your hand in your postum or your cloak and turn to be leprosy. God wants to tell Moses, I am the one, I can change the body of the person. I have authority of this man to change him. Then he can change his heart. The third one about the water of the Nile. I know in Canada you have lots of water. In Egypt we don't have. Especially these days. There's like fight over the water between Egypt and Ethiopia. But the water in Egypt is the main source. Or I can say, the only source for people to drink, or for animals, or for even plants. For that there is no life without the river Nile. There is no life without this water. The Nile in that time, they call it Habi. Habi is one of Egyptian gods. Because the God who gave life. And God wants us to teach Moses, no God gave life except me. This water that gave people life turned to be blood. People can't drink it. I am only source of life. Not Hadi, not the Egyptian God. We use this excuse, we will not believe me. And we forget that our God, our Lord, the one who can change the people. We can't force the people. Our task only to present the gospel, to bring the gospel. I always remind myself with this scripture from the Bible. Because sometimes also we are afraid from rejection. People will reject us. Even prophets were afraid from rejection. Do you remember Samuel when the people asked for king and Samuel felt the rejection and he came to God and God told him, they didn't reject you, they rejected me. And as a human being, we feel that. That's why I always remind myself of what Jesus said to his disciple in Matthew 10:12. As you enter the house, greet it. And if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it's not worthy, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. Then it's our task just to present the gospel. We can't change them. And if they reject the message, it's between them and God. It's not us. But Moses didn't listen. Even God gave him the three signs. He brought the last excuse here. The fourth one. When he said, I can't speak. And then the answer from God, who has made man's mouth, who makes him mute or deaf or seeing or blind, is it not I, the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth, and teach you what you shall speak. Moses came back again to his weakness, and said, I can't speak. And God told him, well, this is very easy, Moses, if I can do all these things. I can fix your mouth. I can fix your tongue. But Moses also didn't listen, even didn't like God to fix him, to fix his mouth. He just said, no, 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 send anyone else. Send somebody else. Then God came anger of Moses. God didn't make mouth to Moses or tongue to Moses to speak well. But he gave him another solution. The another solution, you told him, go with Aaron. Aaron speak well. Brothers and sisters, God can do anything and everything without us. But He likes us to work together. We are not perfect. We have no Superman here in this room or in that room. Everyone of us has weakness. But together, as a body of Christ, we can have perfect body. Because you can feel my weakness if you see weakness in me. You can come and encourage me and help me in my weakness. I can help you in your weakness. That's why the Church of God, the body of Christ, works to bring the gospel. When God sends us, He does not leave us. He is with us. No one is perfect. That's why we need each other to fulfill the Great Commission. God sent Moses to be a tool to deliver God's people from bondage. Jesus sent us to preach the gospel to all nations. In our own strength, we can't. But God is with us. And He is the only one who can save His people. Dear brothers and sisters, God sent Moses to deliver the people of God from the bondage of the Egyptian. But today, the bondage is more dangerous. It's not physical bondage, but people under different kind of bondage. People under the bondage of sin. False teaching. Lots of bad ideas around us. And we have the treasure here. We have the Word of God, the sound teaching. We need to take this sound teaching out of this building. I always say, I know most Dutch community is not coming. I believe that people come today and come. When you plant a seed, you elect the best seed ever. But think about that. If you have the best seed of any kind of plant, and you keep this seed in the jewelry box, or you made a box of jewelry, like the box itself is jewelry, golden, and keep this seed in this box, do you think the seeds will grow? I don't think so. The seed will grow when you put them in dirt and mud in the ground. Sometimes you don't like to go to the community because there are evil people, wicked people. And we are people of the church. No. Jesus went and ate with the sinners to bring them to the light. And we are His children. For that, we need to do the same. We can't deliver anyone. It is God who saves. And we are just tools in His hand. Remembering this, will make our commission is easier. This thing is, if I remember, I always remind myself, I will not go by myself. He is with me. I will not depend on my gift or talent, but I will depend totally on Him. May God use this words for His glory. Amen. Let us pray. What a privilege that we have, Lord, that You are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, with us. Lord, let us not to forget that You are always with us when we are worshiping You and continue to worship You. This is a sign that You are in our life. Lord, we can't do anything by ourselves. But because You are in us and with us, we can do it. We can go and preach the gospel to all nations. I pray, Lord,
that what we heard from your word today give us ability to put them in action and practice them. I pray for every one of us here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.